on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield, live from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Welcome to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, presented by Fenley Toyota. Also brought to you by Fenley Chevrolet is your home for woo! Located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Cofield, Robert Smith, and John Sandler.
It's so great to be with you here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. John Sandler, Robert Smith with you. We've got a great show as the Runner Rebels come off a terrific performance against Oakland. A 74-61 victory over the Golden Grizzlies out of the Horizon League. And a very busy Thanksgiving week for the Runner Rebels.
It is.
Two of those games, Robert, that coaches just don't like very much.
Well,
you know, they're against teams that your fans and everybody really expect you to walk through, and they're going to be anything but, because tomorrow night at the Thomas and Mack, the Runner Rebels take on the Tigers of the University of Pacific out of Stockton, California, a team coached by a good friend and a protege of Marvin Menzies, Damon Stoudemire. And has an old friend on their staff, Justin Hawkins, will be in town. It's sort of alumni week for the Runner Rebels. and UOP 3-1 on the season, and they're tough. And Rebels had their hands full with them last year up
in
Stockton. This is the return game. And then after Thanksgiving on Friday night, you've got a Southern Utah team that Todd Simon will bring in. A Rebel alum, if you will, with Dwayne Morgan now active and being a very active part of the Southern Utah T-Bird team, and they're 3-0 on the season with two road wins already.
Man.
So, I mean, again, the kind of games, like I said, coaches don't like, because the fans assume they're easy games because of the names, but they are anything but. These are two really tough teams coming into Thomas and Mack.
Well, and last year, Todd Simon, when we played him, I asked him, I said, how does it look for the future? He said, well, you know, we're like two or three players away from being a good team. So evidently they picked up those three players. I know Dwayne Morgan, it'll be good to see him, but you know, with them 3-0 right now, you got to be aware of
they're
doing.
You got two teams coming in 3-1, 3-0. And as I mentioned, UOP has won two road games already. They won at Seattle yesterday, and they won at Idaho State earlier this year. You know, neither are, you know, ACC champion teams,
right.
But nonetheless, winning on the road anywhere is a pretty significant accomplishment. Anyway, so a lot going on for the Runner Rebels Thanksgiving week, and we'll talk about that. We've got a couple of players with us, as we'll visit with Nick Blair and Mblake. We'll get him a little bit later on in the show. Also, of course, Coach Marvin Menzies will be along. He's just dealing with some things he's got to deal with, and he'll be on just a little bit later. But, Robert, you and I have watched this team now for three games,
right?
Three regular season games plus the exhibition game. And we knew that that the young team would have some struggles early on. We knew that there are going to be some ups and downs this year. But I'm really impressed at the improvement we've seen game one to game two and game two to game three.
That's right. And that was the biggest question mark I had. How fast would they adjust and learn this year? And I talked to Coach a couple of times about that. And you know, when you get a new crew in or as many kids as they got in this year, it's always a challenge to get the guys to understand what you want very early.
Right, and you know, I think that first game, and we talked about it during the broadcast. Mm-hmm. I mean, LMU, this is a team that has now gone on and beaten Georgetown.
Right.
So maybe that initial game loss to LMU doesn't look quite as frustrating as it might to some fans. But that game, I think, was impacted a lot by the fact that it was a first game for a lot of these kids.
Yeah.
First college game, first time on the Thomas and Mack floor under the lights in front of fans. I mean, Bryce Hamilton was basically paralyzed out there. He couldn't move. And the game was fast for a lot of those kids. And that happens for young kids who have, you know, in their first college game.
Right. And you know, the thing I looked at was, it's your first game, but I didn't look at it as, oh, man, how they're not going to be that good. I looked at it as, hey, good learning experience. You know, you get bumped in the head a little bit, and now you got to go back to the drawing board and work a little harder. So I think it was a game that was needed. You know, you never want to lose, but after a loss, you have a tendency to say, "Hey, look, I got to go a little harder."
No doubt about it. And they did that, and then came out against Oakland, and especially in the first half, I mean, it was certainly the best 40 minutes the Rebels have played thus far this year. And I know it's a very small sample size, but in the first half, that the Rebels really, really kind of imposed their will.
Yeah, and you know, even going back to the Loyola game, the first half, I thought, you know, they did a lot of good things. And even the start of the second half, you know, going up 9, I said, okay. In my mind, I was thinking, okay, they'll get through this game. And then, you know, when the bottom falls out, you know, you start getting a lot of turnovers and things happening. And just looking at the offense and the timing wasn't right. You know, those are learning experiences for these guys.
How mean do you feel like being right now?
How mean
do you feel like being? Because Nick Blair is going to be our first guest, and he just got his food. Now, well, we could call him up here.
Right now.
Right now. But we won't. We'll let him enjoy his meal and then call him up afterwards. I thought in the Oakland game, the most important thing that happened was seeing Amari Stoudemire make some shots and get to the rim, yeah, and just be the Amari we know he can and will be in the future.
Yeah, and it was good to see that because I saw
Amari Hardy. Wow,
yeah, right.
I was thinking about the UOP coach. Dan
I was Stoudemire. Like, he came back to college.
No, that would be great. No, Amari Hardy you know, right. getting off in that first half, scored, yeah, 10 points and really kind of dominated things on the floor.
Yeah, and I you know, I really like Amari, and seeing him early in practices, I thought he was very comfortable, and then when the first couple of games came, I just thought he was pressing a little bit. I knew he would be fine because he is a scorer and he has a scorer's mentality. But to see him play well that game was very important. But the thing that stood out to me that game was the defensive intensity. When I watch games, I watch the good defensive teams. I want to see what teams can really get after people, pressure, just deny on the weak side, you know, deny weak side help, deny on ball side. That's the way I came up. So that's the things I look for. Offensively, like Tark used to tell us, hey, your grandmother can play offense. I want guys that can play some defense.
Don't take pictures of it. Eat it. Nick, you better finish that food because we're going to have you up here in a little while. I thought the defensive intensity was impressive, and the fact that the guys are starting to understand some of the team defensive concepts. Yep. I mean, and I don't think fans appreciate this enough. In high school, there are very few teams that focus on defense.
That's right.
And certainly there are very few outstanding top players on their high school team who are known for their defense.
And also, you talk about defensive schemes. Different teams have different defensive schemes. Some may be zone-type teams. Some, if you're a man-to-man team, there's a lot of little things you have to pick up, because what I used to tell a lot of my kids when I was training them is that if you can play man-to-man defense, you can play any defense, you know, once you learn it, because just the positioning and all of that, it's very important.
Yeah, those
important.
Basic principles are applicable
right,
everywhere.
Yeah. Exactly. But not a lot of people can stay in front of a man, you know, and a lot of them don't want to because they want to be on the offensive end.
Thinking about the team defense for the Rebels, and you can't rely on this because you're going to get someone into foul trouble.
Right.
But in the years we've been watching Runner Rebel games, and I think back to when Joel Anthony was a senior,
mm-hmm,
I mean, having a guy who can, you know, be a rim protector and, yeah, be a guy who just puts that thought in the other team's mind that, yeah, I can get in the lane, but I might want to pull up at 13 instead of getting to the rim because there's somebody down there I don't want to deal with. As Mbaké matures, as he becomes more basketball savvy, obviously the physical skills are there, and,
right,
I mean, you know, the ceiling is, you can't even see it,
man,
but as he understands how to defend the rim and defend without fouling and get deflections, etc., etc.,
right,
I mean, that's such a luxury for you, you know, as a guard, to know that he's back there.
Well, the thing is, as a guard, if I'm playing with a big man like him, I can take chances out front and know that I have help in the back. But a lot of times guys don't understand positioning is the most important part of defense, because once you get out of position and now another guy has to come and help, leave his position to help, if you don't rotate right, then you're going to leave a hole in your defense.
Right, and you know, people don't understand that the defense is, I mean, even more than offense, is a team endeavor.
Right.
Because if you, and we saw it last year, there were times when the Rebels had four guys playing defense.
Yep.
And
all it takes is
one. And all it takes is one for the whole the whole house of cards to come falling apart.
That's right.
And one of the things that I'm so encouraged about this year, and again, yes, with 11 freshmen and sophomores, it's not going to be as consistent as we as
no,
you'd like.
No, it's not.
And all of that. But the fact that all five guys seem to have bought into the defensive philosophy and are beginning to get the idea of the team defensive concept.
Right. Don't tell Coach that, but they're picking it up.
They're picking it up. Speaking of the man, Head Coach Marvin Menzies joining us. Coach, welcome to your show.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
a pleasure
you.
To
good,
have.
Good to be at my show.
It's a pleasure for you to be seen. We were just talking about how we've enjoyed watching the team improve game to game and how we felt that, especially in the first half, the defensive effort against Oakland as a team was really good.
You know, they're figuring it out. They've got a phenomenal attitude towards embracing it. It's just the reps, you know, getting in a lot of reps and getting in a lot of you know, defensive possessions, as many as we can in practice, but you still got to divide it up so you get your you get your, you know, your offensive side in, and we're still adding stuff. We're adding so many, you know, scenarios and different things, so it's tough, but as long as they keep getting better, you know, from game to game, we'll be okay.
You know, you just a little bit of an aside here. You know the pretzel they serve here?
Yeah, the big pretzel.
Yeah, it looks like a catcher's mitt.
Right.
You ever see anyone eat it in one bite?
I can honestly say no to that answer.
Well,
we're going to leave Joe alone?
Yeah, we're going to leave Joe alone.
But he got, I see some of it hanging.
But he got close. Excuse me. We were talking about the fact that Amari Hardy was able to kind of break out in that game and how great that was to see and how important that's going to be for the Rebels going forward.
Well, you know, all of the guys have got to improve, but Amari obviously being a returner, you want to make sure that he's taking steps forward to give us the possibility of being, you know, in the hunt. You know, there's several guys like that, but Amari's one of them, and he's, you know, he's just got to continue to trust that he's going to, you know, he wants it all and he wants it now. It's just kind of, you know, the me generation, the microwave generation, and it's a process that you can't speed up, and sometimes when you do, it doesn't come out the way you want it. So he's figuring that out, but he's doing a good job, and it's really started with practice. His attitude in practice has improved in terms of just, you know, giving you the look and the nod, and I got you, Coach, and then moving on to the next thing.
You know, there were a lot of people who were kind of wondering about Shakur because he had a little bit of a quiet start to the season. When he had that putback,
man,
when he extended his
what putback?
The one that turned the lights on in the gym.
The one where he extended his left arm to Perump, grabbed the ball, and then stuck it in the basket. That one.
He turned the lights on.
That was a pretty good one. It was a pretty good one.
Yeah. Shakur can do so much. Do you think he knows how good he can be?
Yeah, I think he's another one that just people don't realize because he's older, but he started kind of late. So he's another one that's his upside is still really, you know, it's big, it's huge, but he's just grinding to get there.
Terrific.
Coach, I mean, I know you've seen this, you know, throughout your career. Guys like Justin, and you know, just seeing the ability that they have, and they don't really see it yet. You know, they're just going through the motion sometimes. But does that kind of catch you off balance sometimes?
It does, because you would expect them to be. Sometimes they don't have the confidence level that you would think they would have.
Right.
But it's, you know, a lot goes back to, like I said, you know, their journey to this point, to become, before they became Running Rebels, what happened before then.
Right.
And then that can kind of factor into confidence and you know, the type of mentality that you need to be successful. These guys, they don't lack for confidence in certain areas.
I know.
You know, it's kind of weird. This is a different generation. I feel like my dad, but it is. They're really, really confident in the things that they're comfortable doing. But the things that they're in the process of still learning, they know that they have to keep learning, so they don't particularly have the same swag.
And you know what's funny? I played with a player, Lewis Brown. You remember Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Lou had so much confidence off the court. But on the court, I mean, he would dominate a game, and then he'd come up to us and go, how I look tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm going, dude, you don't know how you look tonight.
You had 27 points and 7
exactly.
rebounds. Yeah.
But he you know, he never had that full confidence on the court. And I said, if he ever figures it out, he can dominate anywhere he goes, but he always kind of stood back and wondered, you know.
We've got a few guys.
Yeah,
like
we
that.
Do. One of them, I think, is sitting over there at the table.
Oh, yeah.
If he ever figures it out. And he's on his way.
Yeah, there's no question he's on his way.
Wow. And we'll talk to him later in the show. We're talking about Mbaké Jong, who has a ceiling that not even he can reach with his hand, I'm saying.
There'll come a day.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing we saw in the Oakland game, Coach, was the beginning, I think, of something that we hope to see later on. Now, teams are going to try like heck to keep this from happening,
mm-hmm.
but some fast break, some running rebel offense off a missed shot that was really awesome to see.
No, and it's you know, it's it has that's something like, you know, when you talk about has to be drilled and repped and trained. Some of it's natural for some guys, but the high level of decision making with that type of fast twitch fibers going on at the same time, it's not always, you know, something that can be as smooth as it was last week. We had a couple pushes that I thought, well, when you pitch ahead with the pass, you can get a lot done, or you get a high outlet, you can get a lot done. And so we actually showed them in film. I showed them in film about, I don't know, 5 or 6 clips of us really just running the wings, pitching it ahead, and making good decisions. And I told them that's what I envisioned us doing when I took over the job. And I think they got the message. There was a little few smiles on their faces, and they go, yeah, why don't we do that all the time?
Good. The light bulbs are going off.
Now it's got to translate to the court tomorrow.
No doubt. All right, we're going to take our first break. We're going to bring Nick up on the
we'll
next
bring Nick first.
Nick will come up. And,
don't tell anybody, but he's my favorite.
Yeah, all right. We won't tell anybody. We told him he had to eat. We were not going to be mean because his food got delivered. And we said, you know, we can call you up anytime. But
spur of the moment.
He'll finish his food. He's still got a little bit of time. But we'll bring Nick up during the next segment, and then we'll have Mbaké up after that, and we'll give away some tickets. We will talk about the upcoming week because this is we started the show by talking about how this is a week that a coach just hates. 2 games that fans think are going to be easy that are going to be anything but.
I'm telling you, we better be ready to show up both nights.
Man, no
both
doubt
of these
about
guys.
It. Yeah. Hey, fans on the court, it's the job of the defense to protect the rim on the road. It's the job of the 2019 Nissan Rogue to help protect you with its available advanced safety technologies. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. Back with more Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Make your car shine at Showtime Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana. Full service hand washes, detailing, and more. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday, $11.95 early bird special. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana.
The Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
Where you can win more, play longer, and let the good times roll.
Be relaxed in one of our spacious deluxe rooms and suites.
Be delighted while you play on one of the largest casino gaming floors in Las Vegas, all with your favorite slots and table games.
Be satisfied with 12 great restaurants, 70 bowling lanes, and 16 movie theaters.
Call 1-800-582-6278 or visit OrleansCasino.com to book your next day.
Just minutes from the Strip, and parking is always free.
At Walker, we make buying furniture easy. Let me tell you about Larry's Price, named after me. Larry's Price is honest, so you never have to worry about getting the lowest price, no matter when you shop. Larry's Price is unbeatable. It beats our competitors' so-called sale price in-store or online 7 days a week. We've already done the tough negotiations for you with suppliers I've known for decades. You can trust Larry's Price only at Walker Furniture.
The Department of Family Services works tirelessly to ensure every child thrives in a safe, loving, and supportive home. But we cannot do it alone. Just like the Rebels need the offense, defense, and special teams working together to win, we need the entire community to come together as a team to support our children and their families as they work towards becoming whole again. To learn more about how to support our children in need, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
Basketball season is here, and the only place to watch your Runnin' Rebels play on the road is Born and Raised, located on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern. Watch the game on our 106-inch HD projector screen, enjoy our Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra specials, and our award-winning Best of Las Vegas menu. Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, is the only place to watch the Rebels play.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer In Quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominican's Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it. Like when you realize your home might be in a flood zone. Or when you realize you don't know what a deductible is. So you text mom and she replies with a 40-part answer. Or when you're ziplining and aren't sure if your wedding ring is covered. If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/outsmart. Outsmart insurance doubt. AAA. Outsmart life.
Make your car shine at Showtime Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana. Full service hand washes, detailing, and more. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday, $11.95 early bird special. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana.
Jonathan comes out to set a pick with 9. Hardy open for a 3. Amari's 3 is good. Hardy knocks down the 3 with 2 seconds, with 1 second. Cumberland front court won't get the shot off. So Amari Hardy knocks down a big 3 and has his best half of the year by far. Back here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, John Sandler, Robert Smith, Coach Marvin Menzies. We're going to be joined by Nick Blair in just a second.
Doing a little technical work right here.
That was Amari Hardy knocking down a 3 to cap off a 10-point half for him, and a great first half by the Runnin' Rebels against Oakland in their last game. Great to see Amari break out like that, and just playing with so much confidence in that game.
Oh yeah,
it was great to see. Bringing in Nick Blair, who has come home. Yes. It's great to see him. Great to have you, Nick.
It's great to be here.
Appreciate it. Bishop Gorman, and then you went away. What was the deciding factor? What were the things that made you want to come back and finish your career at UNLV?
You know, I was just looking around, different choices and everything, and then I knew that, you know, new staff, you know, new things at UNLV, and decided to give it a look. And, you know, long story short, just told them I was interested, and before you knew it, just they were interested too.
Damn.
And there you go. Yeah, there you go, just like that.
This is a very young team, 11 freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah.
In the world of college athletics, and I mean no disrespect by this, but in the world of college athletics, you are not young.
I'm not.
No, you are a veteran. You have been there. You have seen it.
Yep.
How do you feel some responsibility to help these young guys understand not just the stuff that's important in the games, mm-hmm. and in practice, but a little bit in life?
Yeah, I do. You know, as far as like basketball stuff, I've been there. You know, my first school was that, and I was there, you know, up and down with Bennett, you know, played some more than others, had good games, had bad games. Same thing with my second year. You know, things weren't the best. You know, I had a good little 2 years of a lot of different things, obstacles I had to go through and whatnot. And as far as life, you know, Scotty, these guys know, you know, this isn't who you are. You know, this is just what you do.
Right.
And, you know, you got to take away different things that we do in this sport that are going to help you in life, you know, like making sure you wake up on time. You know, at first it's like, this is silly. Why are we up this early? Just shoot some free throws, right? But you got to be up early in the morning for life, for work, do different things like that. So there's different disciplines and different things that go within basketball that's going to help you later in life. Just make it easier when you go and actually got to do something else that is beyond basketball.
Was one of those obstacles being away from home? I know for me, you know, that first year, I did 1 year in junior college up in Yuma, Arizona.
Yeah, that's not away from home. That's away from Earth. That's away from the planet.
That's like going to the moon. Right. But you know, just being away from home, that was a big adjustment for me to figure it out. How was it for you?
It was different. You know, I went to University of Idaho. People didn't know. Mm-hmm. Little Moscow, Idaho. You know, it's not that much out there. You know, it's just you and the people in that locker room, really, and the coaches. And you meet people. It's a college town because it's very small. And, you know, there was a part of me that missed home, of course. And it was tough. You know, there was definitely a phase of my life where I just felt I was just kind of just getting by too much. And just couldn't really find myself of motivation, myself of a lot of different things. And but, yeah, I think being away from home definitely played a factor. Now, if I would have went somewhere else and it was a little more – people friendly, you know, who would say I would have been okay or not okay, you know, but for my life and my story, I ended up going to a place that didn't treat me too well personally. So,
Well, that's unfortunate to hear. We're thrilled you're back here with the Runner Rebels.
No doubt.
How is it being back with Noah?
It's good. You know, me and him just click, you know, played high school ball with him, good friend, you know, a friend I'll be friends with from now till I'm 50, you know what I mean? So it's always nice to.
What happens at 50? I mean, now I know life might end for you, you know, sort of theoretically at 50, yeah. But Robert and I can tell you, you know, we're it does starting. Continue. It might not be that great, but it does continue.
Yeah.
No, I think they'll be friends forever.
I agree.
Just that the alumni camaraderie at Gorman. It's kind of like a college atmosphere.
Well, and you hope the same thing comes out at UNLV.
Right.
How important it is for you, you're going to be with this program for a little bit, seeing this foundation that's here. You know, it's certainly a long way away from being a finished product this year and long term.
Mm-hmm.
But how important is it for you, being, you know, basically a Las Vegas native, having moved here when you were in elementary school, to be a part of sort of the start of what everybody's hoping is going to be something real special?
It's a big deal, you know, because, you know, we got a chance to be the ones that kind of get it going. And I think that's the big thing. Everything has to start somewhere. And I think we have a chance to be able to be the group that starts it right then and there. You know, everybody probably will talk about, you know, when they get going, everything's good again. They'll talk about that group of guys, but everything starts somewhere. So, you know, you got to pay homage to those that got it going in the first place.
Nick, for you, you know, you're not getting a lot of minutes or a lot of playing time right now. How do you help this team by, you know, being on the bench?
Just talking to them. You know, I think the one thing I can help them with as far as basketball stuff is at practice, pushing them at practice.
Exactly.
When I get my role on scout team, whatever it is, you know, making sure I do that job. And, you know, a lot of times I'm going to give these guys a good look. You know, I'm going to go out there and push them. I'm going to go out there and make it tough on them so it's easier in the game. And just talking to them, you know, I know some of the younger guys are probably going through it and some of the maybe older guys too. And just let them know, you know, it's okay. It'll be all right. You know, I'm an older guy. I work hard just like you. I'm not getting much time. I'm not – you know, there's a lot of things going on, but you just got to stay positive and don't let that not let you not go work out. Not
exactly.
Let you not get extra shots up. Not let you feel like you don't need to go hard in practice. You know, just stay positive and just think about team. At the end of the day, we all want to win.
And you never know when that time may come for you.
Exactly. Because, you know, someone, God forbid, rolls an ankle.
That's
your
right.
Name's called. And all of a sudden, you're not ready because you was upset because you wasn't playing the first three games. We're only three games in.
Exactly.
Nothing solidified. You know what I mean? Nothing solidified.
And things happen.
Exactly. So just got to be ready when your name is called. That's the biggest thing.
You look at all these young kids that running around out there. Who, and it could be more than one, who do you look at and you go, whoa. You know, I wish I could put my brain in that body and do something with it.
At first glance would definitely be Joel. He plays so hard. He's just so frantic and all over the place. And you like it. And you know he's not trying to do bad, but it's just a sense of he just slowed down a little bit and just did stuff at a certain little pace. It would be it'd make things a lot easier for him.
Yeah.
But he'll get it. You know, it's good as a freshman. You know, he has to take advantage. Him and Bryce as well. Take advantage of other guys too, Jonathan. These freshmen that are playing, take advantage of this time now because once they get older, it'll just get easier. So few ups and downs now. It's no big deal, but they'll get it as they get going. And I think another person would be Jonathan. Jonathan plays really, really hard, and we love it. You know, you can, it's something you can't teach.
Right.
But there's just certain areas we just wish he would think a little faster before he just went out there and just ran out there and was screaming stuff. But,
you know, it's funny. Robert and I, he I don't remember, it was the exhibition game.
Yeah.
We were watching him run around. We were trying to come up with a thing in nature that he reminded, and I think I got it.
Right.
It's like a little water buffalo running around, just banging into things.
Right,
and, I mean,
right.
So strong and so big and going to get so much stronger.
Just
and so
trying
big.
Things.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, every once in a while, you know, that little baseline move he made in either the exhibition game, the LMU game, with a little left hand on the baseline.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, the spin move and the dunk he had. I mean, those are things you just can't teach.
No.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yep. What about big fella sitting over there? Mbake.
Mbake, I'm impressed with him. He has taken a step from his freshman year to sophomore year, from getting minimal minutes in between last year and now being a starter and getting a lot of minutes. He's definitely grown, and he's getting better at just a lot of different things. You know, I've seen a lot of improvements from him, and he's starting to get it more and more. And as the more reps he gets, the more time he puts in the gym, it's just going to get even better. And before you know it, he's just going to be a freaking nature down
That's
there.
Right. That's right.
You know, everybody's going to know who he is.
And it's funny because, you know, watching him last year, I'm like, I see the potential, but, you know, like, how long is it going to take? But then I see him the starter this year, and I'm going, okay.
Yeah.
You know, he put in some work this summer.
No doubt. And, I mean, you know, he was so young last year.
He was.
Just watching that progression, it's so exciting to think about what that's going to become each and every game and then each and every season.
If he stays hungry.
Yeah. Nick, what about you and the future? You know, what happens after college? What are some things you want to do?
You know, I plan on just – whatever sounds good at the time. You know, if it's basketball, it's basketball. It's not, I plan on just maybe looking into some kind of business, maybe coaching, maybe something, you know. Just,
is coaching a possibility?
It is. You know, I don't really have an exact plan for me personally, but I just know I want to do something I want to do from the heart, you know, something I really want to do. I don't want to wake up every morning be not happy to go do what I have to do every day, you know what I mean? So
I think you got it figured out a little bit. That is says the former attorney. That is very, very important to do stuff you enjoy. Just if you're thinking about going into coaching, just don't talk to any coaches.
Right.
you might not hear what you want to hear. But no, I think the future is incredibly bright. I think the Rebels are really lucky that you've come back.
That's
because
right.
I think fans focus on those five guys on the floor and the five guys who are out there for opening tip and look at the stat sheet, and they don't appreciate all that goes on to making a team.
That's right.
A team and a successful team, and having a guy like Nick Blair as part of the program is a big, big deal.
You need one.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Nick, appreciate you coming by. We hope
Good
to have
job.
You back a little bit later on this season.
Yep.
Go finish that delicious food here at Bailiwick, and
won't hesitate.
And we'll wish you well. We'll see you tomorrow night at the MAC.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Nick Blair joining us. We'll take another break. Come back. Mbake will be up here. Mbake will be up here. We will return in just a moment. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
Guys, basketball is a way of life. A game that puts you to the test, when every play can tip the balance to win or lose. Your teammates depend on you, and you got their back. And the score, well, that's your measure of dedication.
We got next.
Finley Toyota's got your back, from purchasing your first car to servicing your existing one. We're the team that you want on your side. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Make your car shine at Showtime Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana. Full service hand washes, detailing, and more. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday, $11.95 early bird special. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer In Quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominican's Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
At Walker, we make buying furniture easy. Let me tell you about Larry's Price, named after me. Larry's Price is honest, so you never have to worry about getting the lowest price, no matter when you shop. Larry's price is unbeatable. It beats our competitors' so-called sale price in-store or online 7 days a week. We've already done the tough negotiations for you with suppliers I've known for decades. You can trust Larry's price only at Walker Furniture.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it, like when you're a rideshare driver and question if you're covered, or when you park too close to a driving range and wonder how to claim 125, 26 dents, or when you look up car insurance online and end up in a search result rabbit hole. If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/outsmart. Outsmart insurance doubt. AAA. Outsmart life.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Basketball season is here, and the only place to watch your Runnin' Rebels play on the road is Born and Raised, located on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern. Watch the game on our 106-inch HD projector screen, enjoy our Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra specials, and our award-winning Best of Las Vegas menu. Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, is the only place to watch the Rebels play.
Take care of your car at Showtime Automotive Center. ASE certified mechanics, so no job is too big or small. Brakes, AC, transmission work, even oil changes start at $19.99. Showtime Automotive Center, Rainbow and Warm Springs, open 7 days a week.
Here in Clark County, we love counting Rebel touchdowns, the seconds until another victory, and the thousands of fans in scarlet and gray. We also love counting those who say, "Count me in," to helping a child in need. Our community has over 3,000 children in the foster care system in need of a safe, loving, and temporary home. Can the Department of Family Services count you in, Rebel fans? To learn more about how to support our children in foster care, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
It gives it to Noah. Timeout at the next whistle as Clyburn has it. Clyburn gets the ball underneath to Mbake. Mbake back to the basket. Turns, jump hook off the back iron and in. Uh-oh. Nice move, Mbake Jaw.
He's feeling it.
51-35, and the Rebels with Hill Mays in the locker room with a bloody nose extend the lead again.
Nice little jump hook by Mbake.
Something we didn't see last year from Mbake, but this year the product of obviously a very, very well-spent and hard-working summer for Mbake John. John Sandler, Robert Smith with you here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. Marvin Menzies radio show, getting ready for the Runner Rebels against UOP Pacific tomorrow night at the Thomas & Mack. Tip at 7. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with Runner Rebel warm-up and then the Thanksgiving holiday. And then the Rebels taking on Southern Utah on Friday night at the Thomas & Mack. Same time, 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock with the tip. We now welcome the aforementioned Mbake Jean with us. And
sure.
Bienvenue. It's great to see you and welcome back. You were a guest last year with us.
Yeah.
But I am sure that your radio talents have improved as well as your basketball talents.
Yeah,
it is obvious that you put in a lot of work this summer.
Yeah, it is. We have a very good supportive staff that really help us to get better every day. So the summer was just another opportunity for us. The summer was another opportunity for us to just get better and try to do the game we love. So
what did you go into the summer knowing you had to work on? What did you really work on hard?
They were just helping me to work on the post, because they know I need to get better on offense. Defensively, I was okay, but I needed the offensive things. So That's what I work a lot.
Well, it's shown. You've had double digit scoring in a couple of games already. And Robert and I have seen it, just looking more comfortable, yep, catching the basketball and then having a plan of knowing what to do and being able to adjust based on what the defender does.
Yeah, they helped me a lot. They helped me a lot for, like, to be confident about who I am and then catching the ball, be comfortable with the ball every time you catch it and, like, make the right decision. So, yeah.
Robert talks a lot about some of the fundamentals that he wants to see from guys playing in the post in terms of balance and being down and not, you know, standing straight up all the time where you can get kind of knocked off balance easily. Are those things you worked on as well, some basic sort of principles of how to handle your body, both offensively and defensively?
Yeah. Just like Coach says, like, when you're on the post and then you have your balance, you bounce and low, you can get the ball easy and, like, go get it. You're not going to be easy, like, to push. So that's what we work on a lot, like, your balance, frame up, not fouling on the offensive side, and then just be strong. Yeah.
During the summer, how many hours were you in the gym by yourself or with a coach working?
That's a lot of hours. A lot. I can't count it, but.
But you feel the difference.
Yeah,
from it, right?
I really feel the difference. Yeah, I really feel the difference. And, like, I need to thank, like, our supporting staff, because mm-hmm. they put a lot of work on us. And then, yeah.
That's good.
Thanks, yeah.
You knew you had to work on offense. And can you tell how much you've improved? Because for us watching you, it's remarkable, the improvement. And we're just thinking about the future. Do you think about that, about how – okay, so I've, you know, I worked this hard this summer, and I've improved from point A to where I am now. Do you realize how much better you can get as you grow and mature, and you're just a sophomore?
Yeah, just keep being at the gym. Like, keep being at the gym every time. After you watch, like, the game, you go see your mistakes and then just try to correct it and not do it again every time. I think it will help you, like, for the future, to be better as a player.
Now, during the summer, we know you put the time in the gym. How much film did you watch during the summer?
During the summer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I watched a couple of our games, like, from last year,
uh-huh,
when I was playing, and, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I really need to be better for this thing or this. Because I was like, I'm on the offensive side. I feel like I was lost. Like,
yeah.
I don't know where to go. I was just lost.
Yeah,
so
you feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah,
this
now
year.
I feel more comfortable, and, like, with the help of my teammates, mm-hmm. they talk to me a lot, and, like, we trust each other. We just like a family.
Mm-hmm.
So we work. I'm not working by myself, too. I'm working with every other bigs, like,
right,
Tech Nut, Jonathan. They, we all work hard, so it's just like...
Well, when you say when you say Jonathan, you are talking about bigs.
Yeah, bigs.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we put up... Yeah, we work a lot.
Having been through a year, you didn't play a ton, but you played enough. Do you feel more comfortable on the court, and you know what's coming? I mean... Yeah, the Rebels have been through a couple of games, but, you know, it just gets more difficult, and then when conference play comes, it's almost like an entirely different animal.
Yeah, I know things are gonna start to be hard, but, like, we just gotta trust what we just gotta trust our training, just like Coach say, just trust your training, trust the coaches, and, like, we'll be fine. Just trust what we do. We don't worry about what anybody else doing. Like, just do the Running Rebel way. Run and score, play defense. And
block shots.
Yeah, block shots and make things going.
You're okay that we call you in Block A, right?
Yeah, I'm cool.
All right, what about off the court? I know, you know, you're a long way from home, and you miss family, you miss friends, all of that. How's the adjustment going? I know last year was tough. How's the adjustment this year?
It's pretty good. I went home the summer,
okay,
and it was a big thing for me to go see my family,
mm-hmm.
and, like, spend a couple of weeks with them. So it really helped me, like, mentally, and, like, when I came back, I just, like, found my other family, like my U.S. family, the Rhythm Rebel, and like just help the newcomers, like the freshmen.
Right.
And like Jonathan, Joel, Bryce, Trey, and everybody else. So it just like a family. Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand. How tough is it being away from your family for months out of the year?
It's really tough, but it's really, really tough. But like every time when you away from home, you just think about what they want you to do. Right. Like they want your success, so they just let you do what you love. And like I appreciate my parents for letting me do what I love right now.
That's great.
Well, we love watching you do what you love, and we can't wait to watch you do more and get better and better each and every game. And Blake, thank you so much for being with us. Merci beaucoup. And I know we'll get a chance to visit again with you either later on this season or early next year. But continued good success and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Mbaké Jung. We'll take a break, come back. Karch Marvin Menzies will rejoin us when we come back. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Guys, basketball's a way of life. A game that puts you to the test, when every play can tip the balance to win or lose. Your teammates depend on you, and you got their back. And the score, well, that's your measure of dedication.
We got next.
Finley Toyota's got your back, from purchasing your first car to servicing your existing one. We're the team that you want on your side. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
What do Vegas locals know that most visitors don't? That you can see snow in the distance on many a 100-degree day. That our home is one of the few places you might use the AC and the heater the same day. And that all that natural beauty makes this a great place to live. Which is what Yes Air Conditioning is here for. Since 1954, Yes Air Conditioning's strategy has been simple. We get your AC working and keep it working, so you don't have to think about it. Call now and have the peace of mind knowing that the Yes Man can. Call 888-4937 or visit theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
This Thanksgiving, Interstate Batteries would like to take this moment to say thank you. Thank you to all our first responders, the real everyday heroes who are there in our time of need. To all our volunteers who give of themselves so someone else's day might be a little brighter. A special thank you to all our brave men and women serving in the military who put their lives on the line so we can enjoy our freedom. As we gather with family and friends, let's all be thankful for what we have. On behalf of Interstate Batteries and all their authorized dealers, happy Thanksgiving.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Ball left side to Beck. Took his eye off it. Gets it back. Hardy down the right side. Amari throws it back out to Beck. Beck open for a three. Nunu's three is short.
Oh.
Shakur Justin with the tomahawk. Put back. Slam dunk.
Hey, he was on this side of the rim and went and got that thing and was able to flush it down.
Don't laugh, Nick. That was good. Back here at Bailiwick, John Sandler, Robert Smith, head coach Marvin Menzies with you as the Runner Rebels get ready for a really tough week with the University of Pacific, the Tigers in tomorrow night, and then Southern Utah here on Friday. Coach Menzies back with us. And, you know, one question, first of all, before I get to this.
Yep.
Again, two young men. You know, we had Mbaké last year, and we know the quality that he is. Our first time to visit with Nick. Two terrific, mature kids joining us.
They really speak to the core values of our program. You'll always hear me talk about our culture and a championship culture, and that doesn't exist without bringing in the right guys, you know. And by the way, if Kansas City Chiefs take the lead, we're going to bring Mbaké back up.
Because the Rams were doing
the
so
Rams
well.
Scored when he was up here. So we'll keep him back up here when double, the Rams were scoring. You know, I'm a Rams fan, being born and raised in L.A., so I'm a little superstitious. So we got to get this one and keep
it. Yeah, they got to go back to the blue and white uniforms, though, those yellow things.
Yeah, I'm a little scared, but this yellow is a little.
Yeah.
Roman Gabriel, I remember he wore the yellow.
No. Roman was blue and white. Vince Ferragamo wore the yellow.
Okay, yeah.
No, there you go.
Yeah, I got my years mixed up.
Exactly. Well, I mean, when you're as old as you and I are, they kind of all run together.
They run together.
All right, Coach, we're going to get into Coach's mind right now.
Gotcha.
What was running through your mind when you saw Mbake in the deep right corner, right in front of the bench, line up, get set, and launch that basketball for a three at the rim?
Well, you know, I was okay with it because it's not like he's hunting up threes.
No.
And it was the shot they gave us. He had his feet set. They practiced him. And he actually could shoot them pretty decent.
You know, I mean, it was in and out. Shaq, it was a good shot. Yeah.
Shaq shoots them. You know, all our guys shoot them.
The form was good.
It's not like anybody in the band was in danger or anything. That thing, you know, I mean, that.
Yeah, no, he, you know, I'll let those guys take those shots periodically, especially depending on the flow of the game. They do need to understand time and score.
That's
and
right.
They got to have their rhythm, you know, when they shoot it, and it's got to come out of our natural offense, but we're trained to take open shots, and he had an open shot, so that was fine. Matter of fact, I never said anything to him about it at all. I just, you know, it was
but
good,
like
good
I said,
shot.
We both thought it was in. Yeah. It was in for a second, no doubt.
Coach, let me ask you something. I've known Nick for quite a while. What made you say, okay, I like you coming here?
You know what? Nick understood, you know, the challenges from a basketball perspective because we were so deep in his position already. And there was a moment in time where I just said, man, this kid, after I asked around about him, when I first heard his name, I didn't know him.
Right.
You know, so when I heard his name that he would potentially want to come back home, I started to do my research. And I didn't hear anything but great things.
That's
just
great.
Fantastic character. And I talked about, you know, his former coach. I called him, and he had great things to say. And you know, you just got to – if a guy is going to have to pay his dues, you got to make sure you got the right guy in the locker
room. That's right. That's for sure.
And he has been phenomenal. I lean on Nick a lot, to be quite honest with you, to pick his brains on different things that we're doing on and off the floor, and because I know I can get a mature response that can help me to manage, you know, my team. So – he's almost like an assistant coach now from a maturity standpoint. It's almost like having
get
an extra guy on staff.
Get that check. Yeah.
he's going to get one.
We have a couple of questions, Coach, from our Twitter line. One is about tomorrow night's opponent, University Pacific. The question comes from Lori and says that Pacific is a real feisty team, playing very well this year. They're 3-1, and they gave the Rebels all they could handle last year. Yep. What are the keys to getting a win tomorrow night against them?
Well, Damon Stoudemire, the head coach there, you know who he is in terms of his toughness and how he was as a player. Well, his team is exactly like him, maybe a little taller, but exactly like him. They're really feisty. They're junkyard dogs. They get after it. They can play multiple positions. We're going to have to tweak some of what we do just because they have so many guys that can bounce it. They really, really rebound well. They send four guys to the offensive glass. They push the ball in transition, and you got to guard them off the bounce. They sag in on defense, so we've got to be patient on offense, share the ball, moving from side to side. If we get a running opportunity, we'll take it. But they're a very, very talented team, and we're going to have our job cut out for us.
Coach, the Big Fish asks about the full court press. Is that an occasional thing, or are we going to see that more consistently?
No, we want to. I mean, we've always really wanted to play that way. But you got to win games, you know, and you got to coach a team defensively, which you think will give you the best advantage to winning a game. So some teams you'll see it, you know, us in it more than others. We're not just going to hang our hat and play it if it's against a team that we feel does a really good job against it. We'll throw something else at them, or we'll mix it up, and we'll try to keep them off balance. And so you've got to kind of picture us as being a team that's going to make other teams uncomfortable, whether that's with the press, whether it's with just full court man-to-man, whether it's you know, zoning from time to time, whether it's full court zone, full court man. We have a lot in our arsenal, and we'll use the tools necessary to to give us the best chance to win the game.
One more question from Peter asking about the substitution pattern and the fact that we saw in the Oakland game, really for the first time, almost like a platoon system where you're bringing in four, sometimes five guys at a time. And is that because of this team, because of the talent, or the chemistry?
Jury's still out. You know, there's guys that like Nick and Ben that haven't had a full opportunity to get on the floor, and they're doing some good things in practice. So I thought I was going to be a little bit further down the line in having a substitution pattern, but I'm not there yet. So I'm still coaching to win the game and give some guys some opportunity, and as well as trying to play to the system that we think will, you know, help us win the game.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. One more segment with Coach, focusing on what's going on Thursday a little bit.
Sounds good.
We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer In Quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominican's Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, humankindness.
Guys, basketball's a way of life. A game that puts you to the test, when every play can tip the balance to win or lose. Your teammates depend on you, and you got their back. And the score, well, that's your measure of dedication.
We got next.
Finley Toyota's got your back, from purchasing your first car to servicing your existing one. We're the team that you want on your side.
I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell your car.
The Department of Family Services works tirelessly to ensure every child thrives in a safe, loving, and supportive home. But we cannot do it alone. Just like the Rebels need the offense, defense, and special teams working together to win, we need the entire community to come together as a team to support our children and their families as they work towards becoming whole again. To learn more about how to support our children in need, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
The Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
Where you can win more, play longer, and let the good times roll.
Be relaxed in one of our spacious deluxe rooms and suites.
Be delighted while you play on one of the largest casino gaming floors in Las Vegas, all with your favorite slots and table games.
Be satisfied with 12 great restaurants, 70 bowling lanes, and 16 movie theaters.
Call 1-800-582-6278 or visit OrleansCasino.com to book your next stay.
Just minutes from the Strip, and parking is always free.
All right, back for our final segment, Marvin Menzies Radio Show here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. Rebels against UOP tomorrow, 7 o'clock, 6:30, run a Rebel warm-up. Get out to the Thomas and Mack on this Thanksgiving week and support this team. Tomorrow night, UOP, and Friday night, Southern Utah. Our sweatsuits cheering section in front of us right now. All right, Coach, Thanksgiving, big day. You and I both like the comestibles. What's on tap for it? Because you're going to have most of the guys over, I know. Right. What's on tap?
Well, Tammy actually just sent me the menu, so I'll read it to you. We got Cajun baked turkey. We got the glazed ham. We got the ribs. We're going to have some chicken from Africa, actually. It's called Yassa.
Mbake just broke out into a huge smile.
Little garlic butter shrimp. We're going to do Creole dressings, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, corn pudding. Green beans, mixed greens, turkey bacon. The mixed greens with turkey
bacon.
Got it. And then a bunch of desserts. I'm not even going to read off all of those.
So about 15 people sitting in the back of the bar here have come up and asked where you live.
I love it. That Boulevard.
Robert, what's the Thanksgiving treat highlight for you?
For me, probably mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah.
I'm a sandwich the next day with stuffing and cheese on it.
Yeah. It tastes much better the next
absolutely.
Day.
All right. Well, we all got to work to earn that, right?
Absolutely.
And that work starts tomorrow night when the Runner Rebels take on a really good UOP Tiger Club at the Thomas and Mack. Game time is 7 o'clock. make your plans. Come on down. Let's get that building rolling. The guys were terrific against Oakland. We're looking for another good performance against a much tougher opponent in UOP tomorrow night. And then it doesn't get any easier on Friday with Southern Utah coming to town, led by Todd Simon and Dwayne Morgan. We'll be back here a week from Thursday, a week from Thanksgiving, on the 29th for the next Marvin Menzies radio show. Want to thank everybody involved. Chris Hernandez doing his usual great job engineering alongside. Want to thank Jared back in our network studios. Thanks to Nick and Mblake for joining us. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to Coach Menzies. And now on behalf of all of us, we want to wish everybody a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from the Thomas and Mack. Hope to see you there. Have a great evening, everybody.
Live from Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino, you've been listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, presented by Fenway Toyota. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Rebel Sports Network.